tuning in to Biz Tips with the Biz Pro on Biz Tips Radio. I am Stephan McCarro, your co-host. Biz Tips Radio offers the best in online business radio education for the small business entrepreneur. Whether you work from home or you have a brick-and-mortar business, Carlin's training will uncover an idea that we're sure you'll be able to use in your business today. Every week, Carlin shares ideas, concepts, and tips with you, her listeners. Carlin has over 35 years' experience in the business community, has owned multiple companies. She's owned her own skincare and cosmetic company. She's built an internet technology and a marketing organization, has built teams in the thousands in the home-based business industry, and she's a million-dollar producer. Now, I'd say those credentials qualifies her to advise, counsel, and coach all of us today, and I'm sure you would agree with that statement. Today's show, we're continuing with our self-help series, The 15-Minute Miracle. But first, the sponsor of today's show is the Trends 2000 Training Center. They do bring people and business together. If you want training ideas, scripts, audios, videos, and more, go to trends2000.net for all your business sales marketing needs. Visit the Trends 2000 Training Center at trends2000.net. And don't forget to register to become a Success Club member by clicking into the Success Club registration page, top of our website. And all Success Club members have access to all of Carlin's training audios, videos, and much, much more. Visit the trends2000.net website for all the details. If you want to follow this show, it's really simple. Just look to the top of the show page that you're on and click the follow button right there under Carlin's picture. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well. The links are right there as well. Also, if you'd like to visit the main show page, just click on the Trends 2000 logo top of the page, and that will take you to our show page that will provide for you all of our radio shows that are archived in our on-demand section, over 2.5 years' worth of radio shows. If you'd like to receive a show reminder in your inbox, click on the link that says Never Miss a Show, and we'll make sure to get our reminder out to you about an hour or two before the show. Carlin, how are you today? What's up?
I am awesome. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good.
So the 15-minute miracle.
Yeah,
anxious
to
hear what that's all about.
I'm anxious to jump right into it, and I have my homework cut out because I know you're going to share with everybody how they can get the written homework for this. And I hope everybody is, I hope you're using the PDF documents that Stephan's loaded there for you on Carlin's blog. I hope you're using those, the series, so you can be doing the homework assignments that's taken. I've given you a whole week. You know, I love the fact you could take this course, actually, and you could do this every single day. So you can run through it or if you want to, but if you really will do these exercises, remember what the purpose of this series is all about. I was requested by you, the listeners. You wanted a self-help series. This series is designed to lead you into discovering step-by-step how to begin experiencing and living daily a joy filled life. So let's get jump right into the 15-minute miracle, because this part is now going to go in sync with what you've learned over the last 3 weeks. So if you'll take those exercises, ramp them up, and you get a good feel for how they work. You know, I've had somebody say, oh my gosh, I actually took the course and just did it day, and I'm ready for the new series, and I'm ready to really dedicate. Well, I want to ask you to reflect back on those previous exercises, and don't forget you're going to track those exercises on a daily, weekly basis. See if you're doing those things every day, because it takes 21 days to make or break a habit. And, you know, I'm showing you how to do this one day at a time. So bite by bite, step by step. Now I want to help you create something for yourself first thing in the morning when you wake up and you're ready to meet the day head on. I want to show you where your 15-minute miracle occurs. It's the most important appointment of your day is the first 15 minutes that I want you to begin experiencing something different than you've done before. I don't know. Well, of course, I don't know exactly what you do. However, you know, look, this is a good time. I know there's a lot of my friends who get up in the first 15 minutes of the day. If you're spending it with God, then you're doing it all right. Because, you know, if somebody were to tell you that you could spend time with the smartest person in the world and they would mentor you every single morning and it was would you accept the invitation, that's probably the best and wisest invitation to accept. And I can't think of anybody better who would offer it and accept to do it with is God. So, but let's also get into the fact that you need to take responsibility for your own personal time and spend your time in a maybe corrective course. It's time to, first thing, when you wake up, is the most peaceful time. It's the most quiet, inspirational time as you're opening your eyes and you're waking up and to begin thinking about things and not be distracted by the whole day that clutters, because I promise you, after you get started, hectic, the day will get away from you, it'll become hectic and becomes a total work day, and then all of a sudden you've lost your opportunity. So your first part of the day, the first part of this miracle starts in the daytime, is literally to be still and to remind yourself that you're about to take control of your life. And like I said, if you do it with God, then you let God be in control. That's even better. But you're going to invest your morning, and you're going to learn to become disciplined, and you're going to start carrying over the things that we've talked about in the previous exercises. And you want to do things that are going to help give you insight and reward your mind with the peace that we're trying to bring about in these in this self-help series that we're doing. So, all right, it's time for your checkup, and this is a good way to start the day. How do you currently start your day, by the way? What do you do in your first 15 minutes of the day? Do you feed or meditate yourself when you're waking up? Do you focus on things that are going to be positive and put your day in progress to fine-tune yourself in the early mornings of your routine? Where do you set your sights on when it comes to the emotional tone for setting yourself up for the rest of the day? Well, the morning is what can start you off really experiencing joy and really finding yourself. You can do all the catch-up other stuff later. So for those who are love to be up into this century, why don't we call it Joy Software? And why don't I tell you that what you're going to do is load in that software the first 15 minutes in your own mind, and you're going to upload the software and download gratitude and grace. And that's what you're going to start with in the morning. And so before long, you know it, you'll start thinking positive stuff. You'll start early in the morning. So this software becomes now your early morning ritual. You can refer to it, if you want to, as EMJR, Early Morning Joy Ritual. I'll throw the joy in there. Early Morning Joy Ritual. This is what hopefully you'll get so excited. You'll say, I don't want to start my day without this. And you may find that you start to even invite God into it with you. You might find it a great time to actually build a wonderful relationship. So the first 15 minutes, I just want you to know, this has been proven in working with clients that this has been the best part of changing their entire life is starting their day in a different way emotionally. And this can kind of really set your tone. It's a great time for solitude, but there are some things that you have to do, and so I'm going to help you today if you're ready to take some real good notes. So, you know, ask yourself bluntly, what is it possible for you to do, or what do you need to bring to have greater benefits throughout your day? And this is where it's going to start. Okay. By the way, did you know that if you just invest 15 minutes to prepare yourself to have a joyful, positive, outcome in your life. Did you know that that ends up at the end of 30 days would be 7.5 hours just spending that first 15 minutes? Now, it takes 21 days to make or break a habit, but you're already spending those 15 minutes doing something. And where are you, where's it gotten you so far? What's happening in your life? What do you want to change? Because everybody's always talking about creating the success and stairway to success and climbing the ladder of success, the corporate ladder. So we're going to talk about that as soon as I finish with a little bit more of this. I hope you're ready to start helping yourself now. So here's how we're going to do this. You need to kind of prepare by really taking an evaluation. What do you read? What do you watch? What do you listen to those first 15 minutes? You know, some people have to kind of wake up, take their shower first before that. I'm talking about 15 minutes of your first times of productive day, not the stuff that you personally do in brushing your teeth and taking your shower. But that's a good time to begin transforming your mind and get yourself prepared and ready. But what do you do the first 15 minutes of that you wake up? What are you listening to? Okay, so one of the questions are, what would you need to avoid reading, watching, or listening to change the outcome of where you're trying to go with this particular exercise, right? How do you prepare yourself to have this early morning joyful ritual? Well, the best way to prepare for it is to prepare maybe the night before. This might want to bring out when we all used to play teacher. And we were kids, we wanted to be the teacher, and you had to have a lesson. So maybe this would be a great lesson plan for you to do, to prepare. Maybe you need to have certain things that you have to do in the morning, but before you have those items and things, because you are going to have stuff there to help you, right? You might want to have your journal. You may want to have books and tapes and tools and other things there. You may want to have, and by the way, preparing the coffee the night before is something very smart, right? So get yourself an agenda, your gather together, your so-called devotional journal, music, any other books you might decide you're going to use to put this in motion. And this is everything you need to get connected and kick off your day with a joyful start. So you know what? When you do this, I want you to really be conscious, by the way, of 15 minutes. This is not something that you have to plan on doing for a whole hour so you feel overwhelmed. 15 minutes, it's been proven that 15 minutes is just long enough to make it where it will really make a difference. It's a short enough time, but it has inspired most folks to say, I'll give it a try. So 15 minutes is actually something that's very, very doable. It doesn't take a lot of time out of your day to do 15 minutes. And I just gave you a huge key, by the way, to create 15-minute miracles all the way through your life, whether it be cleaning your house or just organizing a bedroom or maybe it's just decluttering. 15 minutes of miracle time, setting yourself to a 15-minute task, is something you go, you know what, I'll just do that for 15 minutes, and you can accomplish so much in less time. And that's been proven by someone who wrote a book called The 4-Hour Work Week. You can get more done in less time when you just set your sights to getting things done at those times. So the morning might have to start off with maybe some trigger phrases. When you wake up in the morning, start out thinking some fun little songs, trigger phrases, or things that you can start to think that help get yourself geared and set into putting you into the motion of doing your 15-minute of exercise. And what we're really looking for is, what are the things that you do that you could now say in those 15 minutes as you wake up that you can instantly find yourself thinking of things of gratitude? And the prior exercises I've given you should really help. Those first 15 minutes of gratitude and thankfulness and things that you can look on and to be grateful for, and what corrections could you make in the course of your life? You know, you could evaluate what you did yesterday and what lessons you learned from it. I really do believe it's really crucial to let everybody learn from their own failures. You know, failure is never a problem. It's the belief to secure that, you know, it's the believability that you can succeed through your failures that is actually critical. But you need the failures of your life, by the way, to be able to evaluate what you did and what you want to change. So you can learn through your failures as to what to correct. And, you know, there's some people that want to go through life going, okay, listen, you have to do it this way, and you have to do it like this. Let me tell you, do this, and never allow anybody to experience their aha moment. I teach a couple different fun pieces, and I tell people, you know what, let people get their own aha moment. Because if you don't experience your own, oh, you know, if I'd have done that differently, okay, to those of you who do woodwork, I bet if you've worked on wood, you went, oh, my gosh, I made a mistake. I bet you know exactly how to correct that mistake next time so you get better at it. But if somebody would have said, do it this way, you would have never understood why to do it that way, and it would never make more sense. I'm sure, Stefan, you could relate to that in pottery. When you're throwing that clay, you know how to make sure you don't get those air bubbles so your pots don't explode or your dishes don't. I know you know that because you've experienced and got your own aha moment in the creativity of doing your own activity. Same thing happens for women who cook or sew or bake. It all works the same way. And, unfortunately, even childbirth. So to those of us who only had one, I guess we didn't get the chance to learn how to do it right the next time.
Hey, Carla.
But, yeah.
I just had to say this. I've had an aha moment in marriage after 40 years.
I hope it's a good aha moment.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I thought this was really funny because we always talk about this. So did you hear me say about preparing the coffee? One of the extra mile exercises that I have on the worksheet for everybody is to go the extra mile and gather tools, gather this, gather your devotion, and prepare coffee the day before. But my standing joke has always been is that it's in the Bible that the man is the one who prepares the coffee. So if you've got a special man in your life, make it known to him that it's his job to actually get the coffee done in the morning. And it's true, right, Stefan? Where does it say that in the Bible?
Hebrews.
That's right. That's Hebrews. So we follow that. So is that cool? So grab hold of that and enjoy it. Use it. I have a lot of fun with those kind of things in the scriptures. Okay. So, by the way, speaking of prayer and scriptures, go back to what I told you originally. We were talking about Philippians 4:8. Use Philippians 4:8 to focus on those joyful things and use them as questions to help start you off as to how to do that exercise. It works really well to those who want to use that. And like I said, this can be the devotional time that you choose to do. It can be your prayer time. And it could be a great time for other stuff that you want to do with yourself to get your life in gear. Now, let's have some fun. I want you to take an accounting of what happens as you do these things. You want to take note about those 15 minutes and the differences they're making. And the results, kind of like a journal or diary, you want to take the results. I'm going to share with you a big K tip. When I said prepare the night before, one of the greatest things you could possibly do is don't watch the news or any scary movies. Boy, when Steph and I watch different movies, sometimes we go to bed and we incorporate two or three of those stupid shows together, and it's so funny, the movies we wake up telling each other about our dreams that we had. So how about starting off with reading something really positive that you'd like to set your mind on going to work while going to sleep? And one of the things that will help you, by the way, is if you also are someone who makes to-do lists, if you've never done this, make your to-do list at night, because while you're sleeping, your brain's going to do something while you sleep. It's a constant activity always going. The thing is, do you want your brain to do something that's going to be beneficial for you? So give it something to do. By making a to-do list the night before, everything will fall in place the next day. Your day will run very, very smoothly. If you've never tried that. Also, reading something inspirational that you want to set your sights on and your thoughts on through the night also help you to have a peaceful night's sleep instead of being burdened and bothered. Positive thoughts. So, you know what? I wanted to also, here's a K-tip for you about climbing the ladder of success. Okay, first of all, the rung of the ladder has never been meant to be rested upon. It is only meant to hold one foot long enough to enable you to place the other foot somewhat higher. Let me repeat that. The rung of the ladder was never meant to rest upon, but only to hold one foot long enough to enable you to place another foot higher, somewhat higher. Okay, so that's really important that you need to know when climbing a ladder of success or climbing the ladder period of life, okay? Number two, the difficulty is not climbing your ladder of success, but only getting through the crowd at the bottom. And number three, there are splinters on the ladder of success, but you only will notice them if you're on your way down. So there's some K-tip thoughts that I have for you on that. And then I just want to tell you that you have the power to determine where you're going to go and what you're going to do. And I said it before, failure is not a problem. It's the belief that you cannot succeed that is can be fatal. That's what you have to understand. So a lot of this, what we're doing, happens to do with working on your belief factor and talking and setting your mind to what you want to do. You know, the success, the formula for success actually is mindset plus skill set equals results. You have to understand how to condition your mind first, how to set your mind as to do what successful people do, how to think some of what successful people think, to understand how the mind moves for us, so that we can then develop the proper skills. And that's what you're doing through these exercises, is learning how to make those come to pass by setting the skills, and then you will reap the results for what you do by doing it every day. Position yourself in life for the impossible to happen. You have to actually believe that these things can happen, and if you'll just position yourself for the impossible to happen, it will take place. The whole purpose of why I'm doing this is hopefully to make sure that you are learning to laugh and listen and learn and love to live out your life. So with that, Stefan, I'd like to turn this over to you today. Do you have anything you want to add? And I love your positive thoughts that you're going to help us off with.
Yeah, you know, I have a great positive thought today, but you know what came to my mind, Carlin, while you were talking? And it just kind of resonates with me, and it makes sense. You know, yesterday I met with a business, with two business entrepreneurs, local business people in the community, and we got together and we're talking about business and things. And, you know, we were discussing for about, 10 minutes, I would say, about business plans and about mapping out your success and how important it is to have a roadmap to get to where you ultimately want to go. And, you know, I use the analogy of an airplane. If it wants to go from here to Las Vegas as an example, and it just gets a teeny bit off at its longitude or latitude, the plane won't end up in Las Vegas. It's going to end up somewhere else. And that how a business plan is like the compass for an airplane for us in our lives. So now it's, you know, as you talk today, the things you were talking about, those are things that are like a compass that will keep us grounded and on track. And that's kind of what screamed back at me as you were doing your teaching today, and I think it's just terrific.
And to feel more like it is the foundation for knowing how to be an expert in driving that plane. It is actually your airline course to be a pilot is what we're actually doing. It is the things that you have to remember when all of a sudden your course is taking you in the wrong direction. You have to go, and you go right back to the basics of what you set your foundation to doing that was second nature before, became, you know, what you don't think of, what right now is really tough to do is second nature to try to do. It's not our first nature to do it. But now you set yourself up where you're going, oh, yeah, yeah, and you're doing it because now it becomes ingrained in you and it's your first nature of how to do it. And then when it becomes, again, kind of second nature where you do it without thinking, but then all of a sudden where sometimes you fall astray and you start adding to it or changing it or altering it, and then your course is going in the direction you don't want to go, that's when you have to go back to those aha, I remember what I'm supposed to be doing. I remember what got me to the right places, and that's what we're doing. We're setting up the foundation for you to be the best pilot and recognize when the course takes you in the wrong direction. But hopefully these things will become second nature. And this is your self-help course. This is for you to be the best you can be. So, definitely.
And Carlin, let me just tell everybody real quick, awesome show. And then let me let everybody know that the outline of today's show, the PDF outline, will be on Carlin's blog site. You can get to Carlin's blog by going to carlinsblog.com. Let me spell that for you. It's K-A-R-L-Y, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, blog.com. And then on the right side of the blog page, you'll see a category that says self-help. Click on that category, and that will take you to the self-help page. And all of the shows Carlin was referencing at the top of the show will be listed there. So if you want to listen to them and kind of catch up, you can do so. And again, the show outline will be available. Now, here's your positive thought for this week. Be light, be joyous, make a difference in how another feels by perhaps changing the way you feel. Let me say that again. Be light, be joyous, make a difference in how another feels by perhaps changing the way you feel. This comes to us from Ellie Drake, Iranian doctor, speaker, and businesswoman. Now, I'd like to remind you that our show airs every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time right here on biztipsradio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/trends2000. If you want to get connected with Carlin, visit trends2000.net and click on Carlin's companies or click on the About page, and you can read up on Carlin and myself and find out more about us. Carlin and I do want to say thank you to all of our radio show listeners and our fans who have stuck with us over the past 3 years, and thank you for investing your time and spending some of your day with us on the radio show. We so much appreciate you, and we just wanted to let you know that. Thank you so much. I am Stephen McCurl, your co-host, on behalf of Carlin, your host of Biz Tips with the Biz Pro. Thank you for being here. Have a great evening, and we'll see you again right here on biztipsradio.com. Remember, success doesn't just happen. You have to plan for it. Good night. See you next week.